Hello, and welcome back to another episode of One of Us is Talking. Today, I am very excited. I am here with Reagan Aaliyah, who is from the upcoming show EXO Kitty and Ironheart. Welcome, Reagan. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm really, really good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So before we start, I just have to say the EXO Kitty trailer just came out.
It did. It's so cute. Everything about that show is so adorable to me.
Right? It looks so exciting, and it looks like it still like pays tribute to the trilogy beforehand, but it just looks amazing, and it looks like it's going to be one of those things I'm going to have to watch. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. I hope that it's something people want to watch. I hope it becomes people's like comfort show and something they want to keep on repeat. It's very cute.
I've seen a lot of conversation on Twitter about it already, and everyone's like, I'll be seated. I'm going to be tuned in. So
I love that. I love that so much.
That's so exciting. And I mean, this is must be a very exciting project for you, and you're going to be playing Juliana. How did you get your start in acting? How did this kind of come to be?
Yeah, I think like I started doing a lot of commercial work when I was young because I kind of phased out of dancing. I did this show when I was really, really young. Like I was just with my friends from middle school and I was like, we're going to enter this dance competition because we love dancing, guys. And we ended up booking it. It was a show called Shake It Up, Make Your Mark. So we got to be on that on Disney. And that was really, really cool. And from there, I kind of was like, I kind of like this entertainment stuff a little bit more. And my family has previously done like different forms of entertainment. But growing up for me, they were in like the school system. So my grandma was like a singer with her family band back in the day. But growing up, she was a librarian. So it was like, I kind of got glimpses and pieces of it. But my mom was still like trying to, you know, pursue entertainment. So it just kind of like it was in the family, one of those things. Like I always say, fourth generation entertainment, like they all are creatives in their own way, whether they make it in this industry or not, they were all really, really talented creators. And so once I started phasing out of dance and seeing my family doing stuff, I wanted to do commercial work because it seemed really fun. And that slowly, slowly phased into acting more. Cause like you get a commercial and you're like, here's the blah, blah, blah yogurt. And this, it like kind of is like giving you a little taste of what could be. But I was like, you know what? This is really, really fun. I want to dive into it more. And I did. And it's going pretty well. I'm pretty excited about like the direction I'm taking. And I love it a lot. I just love the arts in general. It's always something I've been a part of.
Yeah, that's so great to hear. And I mean, even that it kind of has been passed down in your family and you're kind of continuing with that. That must be like a pretty cool legacy to follow. Yeah,
absolutely. It's a really cool legacy. I'm always like, there's so many things like to talk about it with that, what I like hold, because it's like you see the pros and cons of the entertainment industry when you have family that have, you know, done stuff in it or tried to do stuff in it. You see where it can really burn people out, but then you see the beauty of it. You get to see the beauty of creating and how it touches people and how it impacts lives. And that's the part that I really try to focus on, as well as have my family be like, listen, if you want to do this, it's not easy, but it's really rewarding when you have your final product in the hands of other people and they love something just as much as you. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I even like how you use like quotation air quotes when you said make it in the industry, because I feel like that's so subjective. As long as you're loving what you're doing and you're creating for other people, I think in my opinion, that's making it in the industry.
Absolutely. When I look at like different family members, my grandma and all that stuff, she had a family band that got to tour around, you know, different countries and stuff like that in the 70s. And now, like, you know, she settled down and had my mom and like her other kids. And then like my mom had me and all of this kind of stuff. And seeing the sacrifices that they made and all of this stuff, I'm like, no, you absolutely did make it because you impacted people you meant to impact. You impacted me. Like, me getting to grow up and see like tapes of like them on stage performing, I was like, it didn't matter if you're not as big as the Gap Band or these other funk groups back in the day. You were big to people that cared, and you were authentic to who you were. To me, so talented, to so many people that are so talented, like that's all that mattered to me. Like And like I said, like it impacted me in the ways that it should have, where I'm like, you absolutely did make it, you know, you did. And I feel that way kind of about myself. I'm like, I could put out some music or be in a TV show that nobody even watches, but if it impacted somebody, I did my job. You know, if it made me feel fulfilled, I did my job. Like, my job is to be this creative, and that's all I can do. You know what I mean?
That's such a great outlook, and I think that's such important information even for those looking to go into the entertainment industry, because it's so daunting and it's scary at first, and it is that whole will I make it or will I not. So that's really great advice. Thank you. And I mean, you talked a little bit about your grandmother's band, and then you were also dancing on Disney Channel, so you're a triple threat. Not only do you act, you dance, but you're a rapper, you sing.
Yes.
So what came first there? Was it the music or the acting?
It was like, I would say it was like a progression of this. It was like, I was a dancer in like school. I started with like competitions and like after school programs. It was like YS programs, and me and my friends would dance, do competitions, win some trophies. We started feeling like we were the dopest people on this planet. And then we did Make Your Mark, Shake It Up, Make Your Mark, which then phased me to do like this. It phased me to go into a route where I'm like doing commercial work, doing different things that, you know, can like help me on the grounds of the acting world. And then I went this other route where our dance group actually turned into a girl group. And in that girl group, I was the rapper in the girl group. And so once I was no longer in that girl group, after, you know, we got older, wanted to do different things, I just became a solo rapper. So it's like a little pivot in routes of what I wanted to do, but it kind of just phased that way. And I started like writing music and doing spoken word kind of really helped at like 12. And it just kind of was natural. Like everything, the progression of how that happened was really, really natural. And kind of like it felt like second nature to me to be like, oh, music, this is where like I sit. Now the most uncomfortable thing now is like, I hope people view me as a musician that be acting instead of an actor that makes music, because music is where, that's what I knew first. I'm like, some of the acting stuff, I'm still a newbie in certain things. Music is what I know.
Okay, so yeah. Music is like your base there, and then acting is kind of like the addition.
Yeah, I was actually terrified of people seeing me the latter of just an actor that made music, because I'm like, music is my baby. Like, that's my world. It makes me feel something like over the top emotions. But acting, I love it as a different, like, you know, like, she's another kid. Like, I'm not saying show favoritism to your kid, but like, that's my first kid, that's the second kid, I'm the second kid, so that's crazy. I'm really telling my mom that she would like the first kid more. I love acting and I love entertainment of all sorts. I was just like, y'all, music is my first love no matter what I do, but I love entertainment as a whole.
Yeah, so I was able to listen to your songs on Spotify, and I mean, you're so talented, but for my listeners who maybe are just being introduced to you, can you talk maybe a little bit more about your music, some of your song titles, where we can hear them, or anything planned?
Right now, I really have a freestyle-y song that I dropped when I was in Korea filming EXO Kitty, called What's Next. And that was like one of those, I do like Instagram and TikTok little videos all the time. Then some people, they pick up wind, some people really feel them and like them. So sometimes I had a mixtape that I turned those Instagram things into like full songs. So that lives on SoundCloud and stuff. But What's Next is on Spotify. She's cute. She's Boots. She's like fun. She's something that you play in the car with your friends and you just be like vibing out to. And then I have an intro on there that's called the New Year's intro, which is pretty much me just being like, screw resolution, screw all of the stuff I have to do. I'm winging it every single year. And whatever you get from me in these next coming years are just authentically who I am. I can't put on like a front. anymore. So those two things are up. And then there's a song that I did for Benefit Cosmetics called Brows that are up there. That is completely a company song that was fun to make. But What's Next and New Year's Intro are like the first ones that are on there. But I'm releasing a whole bunch of new music soon, hence why not a lot of stuff is up there on Spotify and Apple Music, because we're in a new era where I wanted to take certain things off and revamp and put things that I'm really, really proud of. And I've been working for probably like 2.5-3 years on a new sound and new wave of music that I'm really excited for people to hear.
Oh wow, well best of luck on that. I'll be keeping my eye out, and for all my listeners, make sure to go check out Reagan on Spotify. These are some songs you don't want to miss, and I mean super talented. But we also in there kind of talked a little bit about EXO Kitty. You dropped one of the songs during the filming of that. Such an exciting show to be a part of. What was your reaction when you found out you booked the role of Juliana?
It was really cool. Like I have luck in booking roles while I'm in New Jersey for some reason. I'm from California, I'm from Los Angeles, but every time I'm in New Jersey, I get a phone call saying I booked something. So New Jersey, you have good juju. Like you have great luck.
I'm from New Jersey, actually. So that's
funny. Are you serious? Yes. I'm in New Jersey all the time. I'm one of those people where it's like, I don't know if people that are from there don't like it as much. I have so much love for Jersey. I think that place is beautiful. I think it's incredible. I get so much good energy every time I'm out there, and it's fun for me. I don't know. Maybe because I'm not from there, but I love it there. But yeah, I found out that I booked EXO Kitty in Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my girlfriend lives out there, so I was with her, and it was really, really cool, like, experience to just be out there with somebody that loves me so much, and being like, hey, we booked this, oh my god, what's going on, la 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 la. So, it was really fun. It was a loving space, and then after, I think I went to Chili's, ate some food. It was fun.
That sounds like a New Jersey dinner, like, it's...
let me go to Chili's, I get my Cajun pasta, have a good time.
Well, that's such an exciting story, and especially being in New Jersey, opposite coasts.
Yeah.
And then you had to go to South Korea to film.
I did. How
was it being together as a cast in South Korea and then having to go your own separate ways?
It was so beautiful. One, Korea is beautiful in itself. So safe, so fun. People are so, like, caring, like everyone we worked with was so caring about us and different things like that. The cast, beautiful people. We would go do karaoke together. We would have nights where we would go to somebody's like different hotel room and they would cook and we would just chill out and eat, play games, like have long talks. Like I would sit in like the lobbies with Anthony and Jocelyn and have like long conversations about life and who we are and what we want from this. Like it was one of those things where like it was genuinely like a beautiful experience that I could not like ask for anything different or like change. And then going our own ways, like I left the cast early. I had to go film something else. And so that was like one of those things. They all said goodbye to me and it was really, really sweet. And I'm just like excited to hopefully work with them again. I'm excited to see them soon and like, you know, do the whole premiere stuff and like have a big kumbaya again. It's upsetting when you leave people that you've now formed bonds with, but they're all beautiful people. Some of them live out here, so I get to say hey to them that live out here, and the ones that don't, I'm like, come visit. Let's go do something.
That's so nice. And yeah, like you said, you're all going to be together soon for the premiere. So that's something fun to look forward to. And that's going to be such a good time because you guys have so much hard work to celebrate. And now we're all going to be able to see it. So that's so exciting.
Absolutely. There's a little tail flying in and out this frame because my cat is just...
Oh my God. She's adorable. And
but yeah, it's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be really exciting.
Yeah, no, so I know I'm very excited about that. My listeners are very excited for EXO Kitty. And I know you probably can't say much about your other project, Ironheart. Can you describe how you're feeling about it in just one word?
Yeah, I feel like I can't say much about anything. I can't say much about my character in EXO right now.
it.
Ironheart, I can't either. But both of them, very, like, it's a very surreal feeling. Ironheart was, it's my dream to be in a Marvel project. So just getting that experience, I told all my, like, my management, my agents and stuff, I'm like, if, even if I'm girl number one, like, being like, oh, can I, hey, like, I'll just run from Thor's hammer. Like, I would do anything. Like, I would have a hot dog cart in the back of a movie. Like, it's my biggest dream. So being a part of that, filming that was amazing. I wish I could talk about it, but when I can, you will be the first one that I give all the tea to because it's crazy. It's amazing.
I will be looking forward to that. I'm so excited. And again, congratulations on that role. You are booking so much. You have EXO Kitty, Ironheart. How do you prepare for these auditions?
Just going over something a million times with my girlfriend back and forth. I'm like, read this line, do this, blah blah blah. I'll do it like in the shower, so my mind is like kind of all over the place where I can't fully focus, but it has to be like muscle memory. I'll be in the car, I'll record myself, play it back to myself. Like, there's so many techniques that I try to get myself to memorize everything. But honestly, with auditions and stuff, just don't overthink it. I think that's the key with auditioning and screen testing and director sessions and all of this and filming. Don't overthink it. What you bring to a role is enough. Like, you can do all the character study and all of this. That's the beautiful aspects of acting in the world. But the way you interpret that character is the reason they want to see you. Your own interpretation is the key. It's gold. So I try not to just like, I try not to like freak myself out about it. I'm like, me reading these lines in the way that I think this character would read this line is enough. You know what I mean? But yeah, I just try to like stay calm, realize we're all humans. The person on the other side of a Zoom call or in person, like that director, this person, it's another human. We're all just working and trying to do the best that we can. So.
That's such great advice. And I mean, it's obviously working for you. So, I mean, I think that is advice that should be taken seriously because it's so true, too. Like, just you really have to go out there, do your best in your interpretation. And I know even for me with these interviews, at first they were so daunting, but it's true. It's just another human on the side of the other side of the screen. We're all, at the end of the day, the same thing. So we all have the same feelings and
Same feelings. What's the, I always say, like, what's the worst that a person on the opposite side of a Zoom call is going to say to me? No, I've heard that before. Then I'm going to keep
exactly.
going until I hear a yes and move on. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much that I can really do about how somebody else is perceiving me or this, this, and this. Therefore, why would I wreck my brain on it? You know what I mean? I'm just going to keep going, and what's meant for me will be, you know?
It's so true, and that what's meant to be, what's meant for me will be all that manifestation. And if it's right, it's going to come along. That's such great advice. And during your time as an entertainer, since I mean, it goes way back for you, what have you learned about yourself?
Ooh, so many things. Resilience. I've learned how to take a no and not have it wreck me. Because I always say, like, the first no that you get is a jarring experience, you know? And then you have to realize, oh, they're gonna keep coming. Like, I gotta understand how to move and flow with this because there's gonna be a lot of no's. So it's acceptance. I've learned like acceptance and stuff, and I've learned how to do it and be done with it. That is a key thing for me. I do an audition, I can't wreck my brain on if I'm gonna get it or not. I gotta be done with it. I literally will have my friends, they'll be like, how did the audition go? I'll be like, good, let's not talk about it. Like, unless I book that thing, out of sight, out of mind. Because if I focus so hard and I wrap in my head around and get invested in all of these what ifs, I go crazy. Like, I will be so depressed and so upset. Like, I could have done this better, or I could have done this. Okay. And you could have move on. You know, now you know next time, you know, of what you can do. So that's like been the biggest thing of like letting everything go, be comfortable with no's, be comfortable with myself and my ability of even if I don't think I'm the best at this, it doesn't matter. I'll get to where I want to be, practice, you know, this, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I can't wreck my brain on it. So that's been, like, key things for me to understand. And just having, like, people you love around you. Because on the opposite end, like, you don't know when you do get on a certain platform, like, the response you may get from outside people, it could hurt you or affect you. So just having loving people around you where you're just focused on that. You're focused on living your life. At the end of the day, it's just another acting, music, all of that. It's just another career. You know, it's just another job. And some stuff comes with the job, and you just have to learn how to move and flow with it.
Yeah, I mean, not only is it amazing that you were able to learn that, but I think that's great advice for those who are looking to go into the entertainment industry, especially. It's not worth it to sit with an audition and let it ruin you, because at the end of the day, it's really out of your control.
Out of your control. There's nothing you can really do about it. All you did was do the best of your ability, and that's it. And when there's a role that's meant for you, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it.
Exactly. And I think that can play into all areas of life. When something's meant for you, it's gonna come your way. And there's just no need to stress over a lot of these silly little things.
Right. No matter what it is. I don't care if, like, my own sibling works at a mall and she's like, why didn't I get this other job at this mall? And I'm like, girl, it wasn't meant for you. Move on to the next one. Go to that next job audition. It's hard. And that's easier said than done, especially with, you know, like the climate we are in of, you know, societal things. But it's the way we survive, you know, is like going on and keep pushing to the next thing. It's the only way that we can survive right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's great advice. Thank you so much. And here at One of Us is Talking, I love to do a hot seat round where I say only like one answer is allowed, but if you have a few, that's okay too. So I'm going to start this one a little bit in theme for you. So who is your favorite Marvel character of all time?
Woo! Yeah, I'm giving two. I love T'Challa and I love Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Those are my two.
I think my favorite has to be Groot.
I'm dead.
I love him.
I get baby Groot. I'd die for baby Groot. I would die.
Yep.
Myself in front of a train for that baby Groot. Yes, absolutely.
I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World recently, but they have the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride at the one in Florida.
Yeah. And oh, they did update that one too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's amazing. I highly recommend. So, yes, and I love Guardians of the Galaxy. But moving on to the next one. Do you have a favorite TV show right now?
Ooh. Okay, so I'm going to do a TV show with, like, people, and then a cartoon. My favorite cartoon TV show is Avatar The Last Airbender. I want to get a tattoo of that. Ooh. And then my favorite TV show. Oh, I said that, like, I was really going to have this, like, as a together answer. My comfort show, I will say, is Atypical. Casey's storyline in that is very similar to, like, my life and my coming out story and stuff, so that's a very big comfort show. I love The OA, which was on Netflix. Oh my gosh, that show is so good to me. I don't even know. I watch so many TV shows all the time.
Okay, like, so really, it's so hard to pick one sometimes. There's just so many great ones right now.
I'm a big cartoon person too, so it's like my brain immediately goes to, like, oh my god, you love Adventure Time, you love Avatar, you love Flapjack, you love this. Like, I love cartoons.
Oh wow.
Animation just makes me really, really happy. It makes me feel good, so, like, I'm always watching, like, Bob's Burgers, this, that. Like, I love animation.
Yeah, no, those are some great ones. And how, I don't know, this one might be a little bit hard too, but what about your favorite song?
Ooh, that's so difficult. That is so difficult.
I don't even know if I have an answer to that, because yeah, like, I wrote that and I'm like, there's so many.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like going to my Spotify, like, maybe like favorite song right now, like maybe what I've been listening to, because overall, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely no idea. My favorite song that I've been listening to at this moment is Taking Things for Granted by this artist Joy. It's a beautiful song, and that has been currently in rotation a lot. But favorite song of all time, I have no idea. It's probably gonna be something from Lauryn Hill. I just don't know exactly what I would narrow it down to. Something, I don't know, something by Stevie Wonder, Lauryn Hill, like I don't know. That stresses me out.
Well, you know what? Lauryn Hill, Stevie Wonder, favorite artists of all time, we can say. And then the song that you had mentioned, that can be
Yeah, I'll put that.
sweet.
I'll put that on
Perfect.
as my current.
And how about a dream role? Do you have one? Even if it's in a movie that has already come out.
No, it's very interesting that I get asked this a lot and I don't. People are like, what's your dream project? Who do you dream people to work with? I think my dream is to be able to portray queer characters in a very natural and honest way. And I always say it in a way of like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, right? If a zombie apocalypse happened right now, I'm still gay regardless. Will the project focus on my identity in that project? No, but it doesn't change the fact that that is who I am. So playing roles that still can naturally incorporate who I am and who so many other people on this earth are is my dream. Doing that in all genres, all capacities, whether it's like a rom-com, whether it's a zombie apocalypse type movie, whether it is in a superhero movie, doing that in all genres and capabilities. My
I
dream.
love that answer, and I think it's so special because that's a dream role that you are setting out for yourself and to help make that come true. And it's not one that has, or it's like not a specific one. I think that's a great answer. And I think characters that you're portraying and actors like you are really helping that come
Yay.
forward. So I know someone like you're going to be someone who future actors and actresses all look up to. So I think that was a great answer.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know you mentioned that you use both of these, but TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm a TikTok person now. Like
I think
Instagram,
you're like.
I dread posting on Instagram now because I'm like, I don't know what to do. But TikTok, I'll just post something random and then be like, oh, I'll delete it, post something else random. It is what it
It's
is.
so fun. There's like no stress when it comes to TikTok.
And I scroll just aimlessly for hours
Yes.
on TikTok and always something new, something different. So definitely TikTok.
I feel that. And New York City or LA?
I'm born and raised in LA. So I feel rude not to pick LA, but I love New York. I love New York, and I hope my dream is to be bicoastal one day. So I don't know. I'm gonna pick LA because I always think that I'll come back here no matter what. Even if I've in my older years moved somewhere else, I will always come back here. LA's LA. We're amazing. So
Yes.
yeah, I'll say LA.
I don't know, that's always a hard question for me because I'm from the New York City area, but I've been to LA and there's just something about LA, like you said. LA is just LA.
Nice. It's real nice. And I always say there's like a little bit of everything. You can go a little bit up, you got snow. You can go to the beach, you got these mountains. Like there's so many different things that you can do. You can be in nature, you can be in a city, you can be everywhere in a span of like, a drive, So it's like, I don't know. LA is something special being born and raised here as well. It's like I know this place like the back of my hand and I know things that are like, oh, it's not necessarily like the trendy or cool parts of LA, but it's the parts that is where my community is and where I thrive and the people I love are, and my roots. So I'll always come back to this place.
Yes, LA always at heart for you. That makes a lot
Yeah.
of sense. And then last one, iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
iPhone. I always say, especially if it's like someone who's like a prospect for dating if they have an Android.
Like, I text you, it needs to be, it's iMessage.
It needs to be the blue bubble.
Yeah. And I get into a big thing about this with my mom. My mom is team Android all the way. And I'd be like, that's why you're sending me videos and it looks like security footage. Like, you're saying that this phone is better, but it looks like security footage right now. But no, there's some Androids that are really, really good. I'm just joking, but... Yeah, I'm team iPhone.
I am too, so I definitely agree. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Well, Reagan, thank you so much for joining me today. I had such a great time, and I'm wishing you all the best luck with your music, EXO Kitty, Ironheart, and all you go off to do in the future. And thank you. I hope to have you back as a guest one day. This was so much fun.
Of course, we got to do it again. We'll do it again when I can talk about other projects.
Yes, definitely.
And we'll have more to discuss on it. But right now, everything EXO Kitty for me under wraps, Ironheart under wraps. We'll see what's next and we'll have a conversation about it.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.